That's what we're for, right?
You got it.
Earthquakes. Danny Hoosen sliding it in front. Rondo! Oh, baby! Goal, San Jose!
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes.
Seem to be the better organized and a little bit more dangerous team. Danny was talking about leeching one of that ball over the top. And Danny Hoosen, it looks like he's got a yard of pace on these two guys.
Danny Hoosen getting it behind. Oh, I want to get shot away! Goal, San Jose!
Just one look at you.
Yeah.
And I know it's going to be a lovely day.
B.A. Dubé, NBA. Booty Cousset, beat Green Bay, on the armor belt, Dante.
Lovely day.
We're coming. Does it go long, Andrew Tarbell? Well, it does.
Victor chesting it down. Heading over to Quincy. Quincy puts a foot to it. Wondolowski!
Costa Rica's World Cup hero.
Right with me. Just one look at you.
Yes! Take that!
And I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
How do you like me now?
What do you think of my defense now?
The Quakes have qualified for the playoffs for the first time since 2012 in exciting fashion. Stoppage time goal from Marco Ureña just moments after coming on. And the crowd here in Avaya in love with this team.
Just one look at you.
You say?
I just want to say, you doubted us, but now we're here.
Pass. Thought we'd throw you for a bit of a loop there. I thought it was the most important result of the sporting weekend here in town. Oh, sure, Vikings win. Oh, sure, Gophers win. Oh, sure, Wolves win with a buzzer beater. But if you can't be historically good, why not biblically bad? And as we had all of our hopes and our dreams, they were fulfilled. Our dreams, our prayers were answered. Our dreams did not become a nightmare. All of our hopes and our fears alleviated as the Minnesota Loons set a MLS record for the most goals given up in a single season.
We did it.
And Tenneby, it went down to the wire. Deuce and I were watching. We watched almost the entire game. And we knew they needed to surrender three goals to set that record. San Jose got off to a quick start. They go up 1-0.
Yeah.
Later on, I don't recall how it happened because we were going back and forth between some American football games. It got to be 1-1. And then San Jose went up 2-1. And it's like we're like, oh, okay, we need another goal here. But at that point, it's late in the game. And San Jose is kind of going into, I guess, what would be
A prevent defense.
To steal a basketball term, they're taking the air out of the ball.
Oh, yeah.
You've seen that before. Before the advent of a shot clock, you'll still see it in basketball where they'll play a four-corners offense. Just pass the ball around and around to drain time off the clock. And that's exactly what San Jose was.
They don't pull the goalie in soccer, do they?
No, they don't. And then what happened, though, was the Loons scored.
Yes.
Late to tie it up at 2 minutes.
On the 81st minute.
At 2-2, 81st minute in a 90-minute game.
That was big.
San Jose, at that point, a draw does not do them any good.
No.
They needed to win to make the playoffs. So then they went testicles to the wall, right? and they played as if their, well, as if their season depended upon it, and it did. And it got to the 90-minute mark, and you know that's, I bet there's National Football League teams that wish they ran the clock the way they do, and they keep track of time they do in soccer. Because they'll just add minutes. They'll just say, you know what, let's throw five more
up
there.
It's bizarre.
They do it, and it's all based on a judgment call, I believe, by the official who says, well, there was a flop time here, flop time there. Here's some flop time. There's some flop time. Everywhere there's flop time. And he kind of adds it up in his head and says, I think there should be an additional 2 minutes or an additional three, an additional five. In this case, it was an additional 5 minutes. So Deuce felt bad. Because he knows the goaltender. He texts and talks more than most people know. He actually doesn't, but he's met him before. We've been to Loon's games and went on the field afterwards for goalie Q&A. So he knows he's got an autograph from the goalie. We've taken pictures with the goalie.
They text and talk more than most people know.
I just said that. Oh. Took pictures with the coach and such like that. So we felt bad rooting against him, but we wanted to have history, and sure enough, with what, 2 or 3 minutes to go in the extra 5 minutes, the Loons surrendered the third goal, and that left them as they're in the MLS record book.
History.
Because if you can't be historically good, Tennessee, we want you to be what?
Biblically bad.
And that's exactly what we want. And so that's exactly what happened. And so we tip our cap to the Minnesota Loons. Hopefully, you know, that someday we will be celebrating history.